Cynthia, you know, I wanted to follow up with you on that last call. You said you were, you get this call, you get that complaint all the time. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So I didn't actually hear all of your questions, but I'm assuming you're asking me to tell you about the complaints about the attorneys. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Okay, because it cut out. Honestly, I feel that I had the representation of a public offender or defender. How do I say it?
Court-appointed attorney.
Court-appointed attorney. You really feel that they are not on your side. You don't feel that they're there to represent you. You feel that they are working with a social worker. And I think out of the hundreds of stories I've done, I think maybe 3 to 5% I've heard a good thing about the attorney that is actually there to help the parent and fight CPS. I hear frequently that the attorneys have quit on the clients without any type of notice. I recently just did a part two on a story from somebody who is in another state. She's in Washington, and every one of her attorneys has quit or left. And now she had to ask the judge for one last one, but he said, you know, he's sick of her having all these attorneys and everything. But if she's fighting for her kids and she's pushing the attorney to do what they're supposed to do and they don't like it, that how is that the client's problem?
Right. Well, first, let me say this. I used to be a court-appointed attorney, you know,
I know.
a decade or two ago. And I know even today a lot of good court-appointed attorneys. Now, that's not to say there is no bad court-appointed attorneys, but they're like everybody else. There's good ones, there's bad ones, and there's, you know, attorneys in the middle. And I think, you know, what I'm finding out more and more the longer I do this, almost 30 years now, I think about this, and a lot of times, you know, a lot of focus is put on the attorney. And, you know, I would say that the attorney is about 50% of winning the game. The other 50% is, you know, the client. Will the client accept information or legal advice that they don't like?
You're
And,
right, and
you
it's
know, I had a conversation not too long ago with a client. Now, this is someone that actually hired me because they thought I was an expert. And I told the client, you have to do A, B, C to get the child back. The client told me, I will do A. I'll think about doing B, but I'm not doing C at all.
wow.
And I said, well, wait a minute. You have to do C. No, I hired you to make sure I didn't have to do C. Now, we never had any conversation about she hired me before she hired me. And, you know, ABC had already been ordered by the judge. And I told her, there's not much you can do with respect to not doing, you know, B and C and expect to get your children back. That's the starting point. So a lot of times, you know, attorneys, even court-appointed attorneys, they get a bad rap. And, you know, maybe they don't have the bedside manner that the client would, you know, wants or something like that. But, you know, there a lot of court-appointed attorneys I know what they're doing. But, you know, I hear that complaint as well all the time.
You know, another thing that I think about when I remember your story is how many caseloads they have on their lap to do. And I am sure that they get overwhelmed and they don't have the time to sit there and put all of that time into each case.
Right.
You know, because that was one thing that really sucked. For me was I only got to talk to my court appointed attorney literally 5 minutes before we walked into court. and to show them, okay, this is what I've done. And, you know, none of the things were ever brought up in front of the judge. I think that really screwed me over. I had proof of so many things and witnesses, and the court-appointed attorney would never bring anything up.
I see.